Hey you, I'm Emily Romrell, and I'm stoked to welcome you to the Vibrant Life Podcast, your weekly dose of inspiration and practical tips to help us on the journey to our best lives. New episodes drop every Friday, and most clock in at a mere 15 to 20 minutes, just enough time to kickstart your weekend the right way. I'm all about living life to the fullest. I'm a proud member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and while my faith is part of the mix, this podcast is a great go-to no matter what you believe. I'm all about inclusivity and embracing our shared human experience. Keep listening and let's rock this adventure together, because life is an adventure. Let's go. You are listening to the Vibrant Life Podcast, episode 90. Roll the windows down.
The Vibrant Life.
Hey you, happy Friday. Welcome to another episode of the Vibrant Life Podcast. I'm your host, Emily Romrell, and today we're all about relaxing, having fun, and letting the wind tousle your hair as we cruise through life. I'm inviting you to roll the windows down. Picture this. You're driving through the scenic canyon, the sun kissing your face, and the wind weaving through your fingers outside of your open window. It's a moment of joy that reminds us of the beauty in little pleasures. This is the feeling I want to capture today, the simple fun in everyday living that makes life worth living. It's easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle, constantly striving for more and pushing ourselves to the limit, especially when you're invested in personal development and living a vibrant life. But amidst the chaos of the world and as we pursue our potential, it's essential to pause and live in the moment and have fun. That's why I've created tools to help us on the journey. Check out the Vibrant Life Goal Planner, designed to help you set and achieve meaningful goals while staying true to what's important. Or peruse my poetry collection, Poems, and let my words inspire your spirit, hopefully. And for moments of creative relaxation, explore the new Vibrant Life Coloring Book, which I just published on Amazon, which is filled with intricate designs waiting for your personal touch. All of these books are available on Amazon, so what are you waiting for? I've got links in the show notes, or just search my name, Emily Romrell. They're great. Here's a serious question, my friends. Ever felt like life's a party and you're just waiting for the invitation? I've definitely felt that way sometimes. Well, this is your VIP pass to the best bash in town, the Vibrant Life Podcast. Hit that subscribe button to dive into the fun and leave your mark by commenting with thoughts and feedback. I'm always psyched to hear from you. Finally, share the show with your squad. I'm all about building a community centered on the best this world has to offer. So let's turn up the volume on living our best, most vibrant lives. As an old soul, when it comes to music, one of my favorite songs is Restless by Alabama, where they sing,
"Let's roll the windows down, turn the radio up, let the wind blow through our hair."
That song is full of nostalgia for me, and maybe it is for you too. I love country music, and I love that song. It captures the heart of today's topic, rolling the windows down of life and letting joy rush in. It's important to get restless and embrace spontaneity now and then, and oh, how I do love to drive through my magnificent Utah mountains with the windows down and soak up the beauty here. There's nothing like a perfect drive in the car. So let's take a moment to revel in the pleasures that make life fun. It could be as simple as savoring the summer sun on your skin, hanging around a bonfire with friends, or going to the movies. Perhaps it's the laughter of a loved one, the smell of freshly baked cookies, or the sight of a rainbow after a storm. These little moments have power to fill us up with warmth and gratitude, and they're what make life worth living. Peeps, I want to hear from you. What are your favorite things to do for fun? Is it taking a bike ride, spending an afternoon lost in a book, or enjoying quiet moments of solitude? Share your cherished moments and activities in the comments, and let's celebrate life's simple pleasures together. You know, the philosopher Alan Watts had a lot of wisdom when it comes to nurturing the childlike spirit of playfulness. He said, "This is the real secret of life, to be completely engaged with what you are doing in the here and now, and instead of calling it work, realize it is play." I can't really say it any better. However, another great quote from Watts says, We thought of life by analogy with a journey, a pilgrimage which had a serious purpose at the end. The thing was to get to that end, success or whatever it is, maybe heaven after you're dead. But we missed the point the whole way along. It was a musical thing, and you were supposed to sing or to dance while the music was being played. Isn't that brilliant? Watts reminds us that life itself is a dance, a playful folding, unfolding to be relished and celebrated in each moment alongside striving towards our goals and personal development. We often get so caught up in being productive and achieving that we forget how to simply have fun and enjoy the journey. Let's avoid that, my friends. Let's be deliberate about making joy a priority in our lives. To help reignite that vibrant, playful spark, here are four fantastic tips for bringing more fun into our lives. Get ready to roll those windows down and feel the breeze of your vibrant life flowing around you. First one is embrace spontaneity. Embracing spontaneity adds a dash of excitement to the recipe of life. And Dr. Stuart Brown, founder of the National Institute for Play, emphasizes in his book, Play, How It Shapes the Brain, Opens Imagination, and Invigorates the Soul. That's a long name for a book. But he teaches that spontaneity fosters creativity, reduces stress, and enhances overall well-being. So why not shake things up? Instead of sticking to the same old routine, dare to deviate from the beaten path and see where it takes you. Maybe it's deciding on a whim to take a road trip to a town you've never explored before, or inviting a friend over to a backyard barbecue on a weeknight. More points if you invite someone you don't know well and would like to know better. It could even be as simple as trying a new restaurant you've been eyeing, or signing up for an impromptu dance class. As author Paulo Coelho once said, life was always a matter of waiting for the right moment to act, and sometimes that right moment is now. But what if going off script scares you? You like your routine, and maybe you're worried about unknown dangers, which is only human and very valid in the world today. I'm not telling you to do anything that truly goes against the grain of who you are. I'm just saying that stretching yourself and going outside your comfort zone, trying new things, will bring more vitality and joy into your life. In the scriptures, we're encouraged to trust in the Lord and follow His guidance, even when it leads us into uncharted territory. In Ecclesiastes 11:9, it says, "Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart, and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that for all these things God will bring thee into judgment." This teaches us the importance of being happy and doing things that bring us joy, while also reminding us to choose wisely. I know Heavenly Father wants us to do the things that we're passionate about. Moreover, in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10, it says, "Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might, for there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave, whither thou goest." This is the ultimate reminder, right? Each of us only has a limited time on the earth, and we need to make the most of it. And finally, the scriptures remind us to trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct thy paths. That's one of my favorite scriptures in Proverbs 3, 5, verses 5 and 6. This is such a comfort to me, my friends. When we invite Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost into our lives, we will be guided in our choices, even the random ones, so we can be confident in moving forward and living our best lives, even when things get random. The second tip is rediscover your inner child. One of the most profound keys to living a truly vibrant life is learning to embrace our inner child, that unrestrained, joyful, curious part of ourselves that sees magic everywhere and doesn't worry about what anyone thinks. That's the magic inside that we need to recapture sometimes as adults. The poet E.E. Cummings got it exactly right when he said, The most wasted of all days is one without laughter. Laughter, spontaneous giggles, uninhibited silliness, that childlike spirit reminds us not to take everything so seriously and to revel in the delight of being alive. And let me tell you, I do my best to put this philosophy into practice. I mean, I dance and sing along to songs in store aisles, much to the amusement or maybe embarrassment of those around me. I'm also extremely punny, and I love cheesy wordplay. I give dad jokes a run for their money when it comes to prompting groans and eye rolls. But you know what? Being silly like that feeds my soul. It's part of who I am. And I want to know, what does the silly in your personality look like? Let me know in the comments. You gotta own your silly side. Psychology backs up the importance of play. Researchers have found remarkable cognitive benefits to cultivating a playful mindset. Engaging in spontaneous imaginative activities boosts creativity, improves problem solving, and keeps our brains sharper as we age. So don't be afraid to nurture that childlike spark within you, my friends. Put aside your grown-up inhibitions and sometimes just twirl around with abandon like no one's watching. I remember a long time ago, I was in a bookstore and this little girl just walked by and she was in a little like princess outfit and she just did a little magical twirl and then kept on walking. And we need to be more like that. And if you're like me, though, you need to seriously watch out for poles and be careful of doorways. I'm a klutz and I don't always land those twirls, but the pure joy and freedom of it is simply life-giving. Number 3 is tap into your senses. As adults, we often miss out because we're moving through the motions without truly seeing, hearing, tasting, smelling, and feeling the world around us. And that's why we need to roll the windows down, right? You gotta feel that air. Again, kids model what it means to be attuned to sensory experiences. To them, the velvety texture of a rose petal is enchanting. The aroma of fresh-baked bread is intoxicating, and the sound of rain pattering on the roof is a soothing lullaby. We can follow their example, admiring the brushstrokes of a painting, sipping a steaming cup of tea, or listening to the melodies of the songbirds. These can become sacred moments of being fully alive through our senses. Modern research again backs up the importance of sense-awakening experiences for our well-being. When we allow ourselves to be immersed in sensory input, it produces a state of mindful awareness that's been shown to reduce stress, boost positive emotions, and even improve physical health markers like blood pressure. So let's pay attention to the details around us, like rough tree bark and smooth pebbles. Let's breathe in the freshly cut grass, your favorite baked treat, or cold morning dew on the air. Let's notice the colors of crimson sunsets, green meadows, or the shifting kaleidoscope of a simple soap bubble's iridescent surface. Let's linger over the tang of fresh citrus, creamy hot chocolate, and the brightness of garden herbs. Let's listen to the wind whispering through the leaves, distant laughter, and the buzzing of bees. When we take the time to experience life through our senses, the most ordinary moments sparkle with magic and delight. Laura Ingalls Wilder said it beautifully. I'm beginning to learn that it is the sweet, simple things of life which are the real ones, after all. And the last tip of the day, number 4, get curious. Cultivating curiosity gives you a magical lens to see the richness and fascination in the world around you. As Japanese writer Haruki Murakami said, if you only read the books that everyone else is reading, you can only think what everyone else is thinking. But when we get curious, we open up new doors of knowledge, fresh perspectives, and unexpected sources of joy. So how can we start injecting more of this zest-giving curiosity into our lives? You guessed it, ask questions. Lots of questions. Let your inquisitiveness bloom like wildflowers. Why do certain traditions exist? How does technology work? What's the origin behind intriguing phrases or words? Dig into those things that you've never explored before and see where those curiosity trails lead. You can even get curious about people. Rather than making assumptions, ask engaging questions to learn more about others' unique stories, cultures, and perspectives. You'll be amazed at how much more vibrant your connections feel when you approach others with an attitude of curiosity. It's especially great when you're trying not to judge others, to be curious instead of judgmental. It's amazing. Another way to stoke your curiosity fire is through new experiences and hobbies. Take a class to learn a new skill, read books from different genres, listen to music recommendations outside your normal tastes. Travel somewhere you've never been. Purposely exposing yourself to fresh perspectives, knowledge, and inspiration revitalizes your mind and spirit. So get curious. Let your soul be invigorated by discoveries, great and small. When you nurture that sense of wonder, the whole world becomes a source of delight. Life, both within and without, sparkles. Folks, it's been exhilarating today. Remember, life isn't just about the destination. It's about the dance, the song, the laughter, and the moments of pure, unadulterated fun. I love that word, unadulterated. So, whether you're off on a spontaneous adventure, rediscovering your inner child, tapping into your senses, or getting curious about the world around you, know that you're adding the paint strokes to the masterpiece that is your life. Let's make a pact, shall we? Let's commit to infusing our lives with more fun, more laughter, and more vibrant moments. Let's be deliberate about seeking out the simple pleasures that make our hearts sing and our souls dance. And hey, if you need a little reminder along the way, tune into the Vibrant Life podcast. I'll be here cheering you on as you embrace the full spectrum of joy that life offers. Until next time, my fabulous friends, keep those windows rolled down, crank up the radio, and let the wind carry you to new heights of happiness and fulfillment. Remember, life's a party, and you're on the VIP list. Hey you, please share the love and click subscribe if this is a podcast that's been helpful to you. Your support means the world and helps me spread positive messages even further. Check out my site, emilyromrell.com, for even more fantastic content. Oh, and let's talk about some game changers. My books, The Vibrant Life Goal Planner, and Poems are your secret sauce for goal smashing and soul soothing. Thanks for being a part of this journey with me. Let's keep creating the vibrant life together.